Please welcome from the class of 2013, Jonathan Ogden.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan, congratulations, please.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well,
what a relief it is.
Wow, exactly. My goodness.
So now you don't have to walk Bourbon Street 3 o'clock in the morning tonight.
I know, exactly. That was the only way to, like, keep myself from getting too stressed out last night. Like, let me just walk the street. You know, when you're nervous, this is a good time to be nervous in because you can always, late night, just kind of just go look at people and just take your mind off of things. So now I don't have to do that tonight. Thank goodness. Whew.
I love the reaction. Back in the green room, I mean, you got dogpiled there.
Oh, yeah, no, we had a few people back there. I was just, you know, it's such a nerve-wracking thing just waiting for, you know, win, lose, draw. Like Rod said, your resume is done. You did all you could do. And to have things be out of your hands is just really just a unique experience, really stressful in some aspects.
How do you go about dealing with that?
You know, you just... I just try to just be even keel, not really stress. I mean, it was not easy because so many people are sending me texts like, good luck or congratulations. I was like, you know what? There's no chicken hatch yet. I mean, don't count them until it's time. And so I just kind of watched golf today. That is what took my mind. I watched Phil Mickelson play golf. That's what took my mind off of this morning because if I'd been watching NFL Network or any of the sports programs, I might have gone nuts and just pulled all my hair out.
So you know you're in the Hall of Fame. You got to find a presenter. Do you have a presenter in mind already?
I've got a few people in mind. I want to talk to the people I have in mind. I want to just let it get down to the person before I say it. I don't want to say names and then not have somebody not name them. So,
well, listen, you get in the Hall of Fame. It's special any year. Does it make it that much more special because of what is happening over the weekend with the Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it would have been really great if Art would have got in. Obviously, Art Modell drafted me to Baltimore, was one of the best owners, deserving Hall of Famer. But like you said, there's a lot of guys are deserving. But with the Ravens here in New Orleans, me being the original draft pick of the Ravens, I mean, I just want to thank the city of Baltimore, the fans, Ozzie Newsome, who's tremendous. You know, hopefully I get a chance to go out there in that field tomorrow and see Ray Lewis play in his last game. Well, I get to go into the Hall of Fame while he's playing in the Super Bowl. We both came in 96, started the Ravens together, and kind of a full circle weekend here.
I mean, how funny is that going to feel, though, when you, like, step on that field and you see Ray Lewis, you guys in the same draft class, you're going in the Hall of Fame, and he's retiring, but he's still playing.
I'll be like, man, how did you last 17 years? I mean, that's kind of, like, I mean, I had a long career, obviously a good enough a Hall of Fame-worthy career, and he's still out there going, and obviously he'll be in here as soon as he's eligible as well. But it will be really just a surreal, just absolutely exciting moment, and I just don't think I'll ever be. I mean, it's going to be one of the highlights of my life, really.
Jonathan, honestly, did you expect to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? Honestly.
You know,
honestly.
What happens is you hear everybody say, oh, you're a first ballot for sure, you're a first ballot for sure, but you don't know. I don't know what you guys are thinking in that room, and I know there are a lot of deserving guys who – deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. All those guys in that list are Hall of Famers. So you never really know. And a lot of good, well-deserving guys did not get in on their first ballot. So I was just kind of like of the mindset, like I said, my resume is done. I did everything I could do. So no matter what happened, positive or negative, I was going to look at it as, you know, I was going to be happy either way.
After you hear your name called, who gets the first phone call?
I called my mother. I did. I had to call Mom and say, you know what, and she was watching on TV. She was screaming, yelling, acting crazy, and I was so happy. And, you know, my wife right now, she's in transit from, she's coming in from Las Vegas here, so she will be getting a phone call very shortly as soon as she lands. And my son, well, he's 7 years old. He is very proud of his dad, and we're going to have a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, should be as well. Now, obviously, you were talking about the anxious moments back there in the green room. I believe we have a shot of J.O. back there kind of checking it out and, well, feeling the pressure a little bit. There you are. What's going on back there?
You know, we got a TV production here, obviously. So when you're back there and you're, like, waiting and waiting and you're like, come on, let's just tell me, let me know. But it was well worth it, though. I mean, I was just stressing out a little bit. That was, like, the most stressful I've been in a long time. I told somebody, it's like going to the hospital with your wife and she's having a baby. You're just like sitting there. Just, you can't do anything about it. But, you know, it's in a very important moment. So you're just really just sitting there hoping things work out for the best. So I know. Yeah, I was tapping my watch, though, a little bit.
That's all right. We understand. By the way, what size jacket do you wear? Because we're going to have to put this on special order, I think.
Big. Long.
Big
size, big size, long.
Size big, size big, size long. Coming your way in August to Canton, Ohio. Jonathan Ogden, congratulations.
Thank you so
One
much.
One of the
I
new enshrinees in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Thank you.